Welcome to your daily devotional, July 15th. My face like a flint. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 7. Therefore I have set my face like a flint. As we read Isaiah chapter 50, we see dialogue by both God the Father in verses 1 through 3 and by the suffering servant, God the Son, in verses 4 through 11. Jesus Christ fulfilled our text in history in his resolve to take Calvary Road to accomplish the work of saving sinners. Now it came to pass when the time had come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. He was on a mission, and he was steadfast, his face immovable as flint or stone. Jesus Christ was on a mission. He was doing the Father's will and the Father's work, and he would not be deterred, diverted, or discouraged. The work was inconvenient, unpleasant, and would come at great personal cost, but the reward was greater in the end. In truth, nothing could stop the plan and mission of Almighty God to die for the sins of the world and proclaim victory over death through his resurrection. Have you been washed unto salvation by the blood of the Lamb of God? If so, then you have a mission also. The world, the flesh, and the devil are going to try to set you back and turn you away from the business at hand of being a follower of Christ. But you must set your face like a flint to do his work. This work of God is different for each one of us, for each has unique spiritual and natural gifts. Have you faith? Then pray and may the mountains of the earth be moved. Have you the gift of encouragement? Then encourage folks. Are you a people person with the good working knowledge of the gospel truth? Perhaps God is calling you to evangelism. Do you love children? Then minister to them, teaching them and showing them kindness and patience. Set your face like a flint to whatever it is God is calling you to. It may be inconvenient, unpleasant, or personally costly, but if you are on the right track, expect opposition. The devil only bothers those who are a threat to his kingdom and evil world system. But God is greater than he. Keep going. Set small goals and track your progress. If you are faithful in small things, God shall give you greater things. For he knows that he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. Christian friend, imitate your Lord. You also have spiritual work to do on this earth, and in the end, victory. Set your face like a flint to receive the prize of eternal life and eternal rewards promised to those who hear the word of God and keep it.